One of the most common questions that I get is, how do I lose weight quickly, but how do I also keep it off? So many mamas are looking for the fastest way to sustainable weight loss. This is such a key question because so many things promote fast weight loss, and you know, sometimes it does actually deliver. Maybe you will lose weight quickly, but how long are you going to be able to keep that off? And what kinds of measures did you take to get there? Was it a healthy way to lose weight? Were you taking some sort of diet pill? So many questions, but I'm here to tell you that there is a way to have that sustainable, healthy weight loss for long term, and that there is a faster way to do it. So today we're going to chat about the fastest way to sustainable weight loss. I'm excited to jump in. Let's go. Are you tired of the diet roller coaster of losing weight and gaining it right back? Are you sick of the one-size-fits-all diets that leave you feeling like your body is broken? Are you ready to get results, maintain them, and maybe even enjoy it? In this podcast, you will find solutions to your weight loss and fitness struggles, as well as be equipped to gird yourself with strength and make your arms strong as a Proverbs 31 woman. My mission is to get you to your personal fitness goals using health and fitness tools, coupled with renewing your mind while being rooted in Christ. Hi, I'm Elena. I'm a wife, boy mom, beloved daughter of the King, and lover of all the C words, healthy competition, coffee, and of course, chocolate. After giving birth 3 times in 3 years to my beautiful boys, I tried to lose weight, get healthy, and get strong by following generic restrictive diets, hoping that I'd finally find the golden ticket. My fitness journey struggles led me to learning how to create a customized plan for myself using macros, because just as God created me to have unique DNA and fingerprints, my plan should also be unique and tailored to me. I also discovered how to address the root of my fitness and weight loss woes. And mama, I am thrilled to be able to share these truly transformational pieces of the puzzle with you. If you are ready to create a plan that is effective while still enjoying your favorite foods, and if you are ready to experience true transformation in your fitness journey, then this podcast is for you. So sis, go heat up your coffee, set the kids up with a snack, grab a notebook and a pen, and get excited for the transformation that's about to begin. Well, happy Friday, my friends. I'm glad to be back, like I mentioned in my previous video. If you didn't catch that, I gave a little bit of a life update on Tuesday. Well, today is Friday. We're getting close to the end of the week, and I don't know about you, but we have a lot of things planned for this weekend. I hope so. I'm just excited to spend time with family, to get some things checked off of my to-do list. But today we are here to talk about the fastest way to sustainable weight loss. Everyone wants to know how they can get to their weight loss goal or their fat loss goal the quickest, right? We don't want to dilly-dally. We want to get there. And, you know, most importantly, we want to be able to stay there, right? We don't want to just lose weight for 5 seconds and then pick it all back up, right? Well, the fastest way to weight loss is not through diet pills. It's not through supplements. It's not through eating, you know, 800, 900 calories a day and becoming malnutritioned. It's not through working out 7 days a week, 30 to 60 minutes a day, or anything like that. The fastest way to sustainable weight loss is to, first of all, stop quitting. This is such a common problem for people in general, for women, but you know, I think it's honestly one of the biggest culprits, one of the biggest things at fault for women wanting to quit, is this constant comparison that we have for other people. Now, comparison is going to be a struggle. It's been a struggle since the beginning of man, right? However, with social media, it's just like 10 times worse. So that's a story for another day, something that I would like to address. But, you know, the fastest way to sustainable weight loss is to stop stopping what you're doing. Now, if you're doing something that's not good for you or not working, like at that point, you know, I would encourage you to stop doing those things and to pick something up that's actually going to work, that, you know, has scientific, something that you're going to be able to stick with. Because many people find that, and maybe they're even doing the right things, but they don't stop quitting, they don't stop comparing themselves to others. They think that, you know, oh, well, Susie's doing this other thing and she looks like she's losing weight really quickly and all these things. And it's like, well, what is Susie actually doing? What does her day-to-day look like? Is she, you know, actually eating? Is she eating every type of macronutrient out there? Is she getting the nutrition that she needs? All those sorts of things. There's so many things to consider. So the number one thing that we need to stop doing is to stop quitting. Now, in addition to stopping the quitting cycle, is that you want to find something that is scientifically proven to work. You want to also find something that is not going to be restrictive and miserable, that you can only keep up with for a short amount of time. Well, what happens after those first 30 days or first 60 days? You know, are you just going to go right back to what you were doing before? It has to be something that is sustainable. And super restrictive diets are not sustainable, not for anybody, not even for people who seem to have a lot of self-control. Something that I think is important that not everyone teaches, teaches macros, is that you really need to include something enjoyable in your everyday. This doesn't have to be something crazy. It doesn't have to be something super like high calories or super expensive or anything like that. It's really like coming back to like the simple things of life and the simple enjoyments. And you have the ability to change what that is day to day. But one of the secret sauce things that I have people do is just, you need to include something enjoyable in your day. And that's why I love macros. Macros works. It's scientific. Macros, if you're not familiar with that, is just short for macronutrients. Macronutrients includes carbohydrates, protein, and fat. You need all three of those things for your body to function properly, for you to be healthy, for you to be able to, you know, be able to maintain a healthy weight, for you to be able to have a healthy body composition, all those things. When we start eliminating certain macronutrients, it makes me a little bit uncomfortable, because each macronutrient has its role in helping your body perform optimally in some way. You know, so cutting out fat, not a good idea. Cutting out carbohydrates, not a good idea. I don't know how many people have ever cut out protein, because I think everybody kind of generally agrees that, you know, protein is absolutely necessary for your body. But that's one of the reasons that I love macronutrients. It's scientifically proven. You've got every single macronutrient in there. We're not removing things. The other thing about macros is that it doesn't have to be restrictive. First of all, macronutrients, you're not going to go find a calculator that will work for every woman of this age or at this weight kind of thing. Everybody is a little bit different. You have to do some testing and tweaking. There are, of course, some guidelines and things like that. But, you know, that stuff, there's a lot of variables. And it's not something that needs to be restrictive at all. You just have to know what you're doing. You have to test things a little bit. And the other thing is that oftentimes when we're talking macronutrients, we talk about going into a cut or being in a weight loss phase where we're eating less calories than we're burning, right? Well, the thing about macros, if you're doing it properly, is that, you know, if you're trying to lose weight or lose fat, you are going to want to do a cut for a short amount of time. But really, that's the key. You should not be going over, you shouldn't be doing a cut for like 3, 4, 5, 6 months or anything like that. When I'm working with my clients, we generally start with a 6 to 8 week cut and then we assess. And I don't recommend going over 12 weeks, like absolutely max. Most people are ready to be in a maintenance phase. And then, you know, maybe you do a maintenance phase for as long as you did your cut, and then you can go into a second cut when your body's ready. And the really awesome thing that I love about that is, you know, it's just helping your metabolism to get fired up and do a better job at burning those calories and things like that. And so what a lot of my clients will find is when they're consistently doing, they have a good cut, they have a good maintenance period, that they're cut following that maintenance period, they're actually able to eat even more than they were in the first cut. It's really awesome. And then I mentioned having something enjoyable in your day. This is something that is an important practice, and it's something that I teach my clients to do as one of the first steps when they're planning their meals. You want to include your protein, and then you want to include something that's going to be like your treat for the day. Like I said, it doesn't have to be big or crazy or anything like that, just something that you enjoy. So you want to make sure you include that, and then you can kind of fit things in around that. We call it macro Tetris. It's really very interesting for somebody like myself who's a little bit competitive. But anyway, all of that to say that the fastest way to sustainable weight loss is to stop quitting on yourself and to find something that is going to be effective and enjoyable and customizable. And that's the kind of thing that I teach with my macro counting program. So I hope this was helpful for you today. And if you're new to macros, it kind of gives you a little bit of an idea of what to expect. And, you know, there's a lot of people that talk about macronutrients and counting macros out there. Not everyone does it the same. There are some important differences. And I think I hit on a couple of those points today. So if you have any questions in regards to what macro counting looks like, you know, how you can do it in a way that is sustainable and customizable for you, I'd love to have a chat with you. But I hope this was helpful. I hope you have a fantastic Friday, and I'm looking forward to dropping the next episode next Tuesday. Have a wonderful weekend. Talk to you later, Mama.
Thanks, sis, for spending time with me today. I hope that you are blessed by the value, encouragement, or action steps that we discussed in today's episode. If you are inspired, challenged, or learned something new that is helping you, would you do me a favor and share this episode? Together, let's help other mamas get the breakthrough and the transformation they've been dreaming of. And I would be incredibly grateful if you could take 30 seconds right now, scroll down to the bottom in Apple Podcasts, and leave me a review. This helps me to know if you're liking the show. It helps other ladies find the show too. And I am blessed every time I hear your story and experience. Don't forget to connect with me on IG and Facebook, and be sure to join my free community on Facebook at Transformational Weight Loss for Moms. You'll also want to check out my website at transformationalweightlossformoms.com. This is where you'll find other resources and current programs for when you're ready to dive deep and work together to create your transformation story. Until next time, I pray you gird yourself with strength while renewing your mind and transforming your faith and fitness as we partner together with God.